This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today in Capitalism is Amazing. This item. Snap, the parent company of Snapchat, has made a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission that will value the company once it goes public somewhere between $16 and $18.5 billion. Not quite as high as people had been guessing, but still a tidy sum for a company that's only 5 years old and employs just 330 people. Valuation is the term of art for that, a number based not on Snap's present, but its future, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Even on the low end of the expected valuation range, Snap's IPO is expected to be the largest U.S.-listed tech offering since the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba in 2014. So why is Snap worth so much? Normally, this is what you'd look at.
Revenue growth, profit margin, trends, cash flow.
Brian Weiser is an analyst at Pivotal Research. The case of Snap, he says, underscores one really big difference between old and new economy stocks.
Where the profit margin profile is impossible to assess, and where investors will have widely diverging views on how risky the cash flows will be.
What Snap does have going for it is 158 million daily users, which allows it to monetize that user base through advertising. But gauging how high that growth will reach is a really hard question, says Jitendra Warrell, an analyst with Bloomberg LP.
You know, everything needs to go right. So there's execution risk. So if they mess up on the execution, that growth rate that people are expecting might not come through, and then we have a problem.
Even though Snap has been a success so far, it still hasn't turned a profit, and it would be wrong, Warrell says, to expect Facebook-like profitability out of the gate.
Yes, Facebook is a great reference point, but then if you look at things like Zynga, Groupon, Twitter, you know, they've burned their fingers.
Another X factor for Snap is the fact that there haven't been very many big IPOs lately, which means there's lots of cash in investors' pockets. Snap shares could be priced as soon as March 1st and begin trading on the following day. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.